The Adventures of Cherry and Bus. Episode 2. Help the Poor Duckling. In the heart of a whimsical world where adventure bubbles up like a fizzy drink, Cherry the Mouse and Bus the Lion set off on an escapade that promised more twists than a pretzel factory. This was no ordinary journey. It was the kind that could make a skunk laugh and a crocodile weep. Our tale begins with Cherry, whose ears weren't just big. They were satellite dishes tuned to the frequency of adventure. Bus, with a mane that could rival the sun for brightness, strutted alongside, both ready to conquer the mundane with a dash of the extraordinary. Their path crossed with a duckling, the epitome of adorable distress, sobbing up a storm that could fill a duck pond. This duckling wasn't just lost, it was an opera of woes in fluffy, brown feathers. The mission was crystal clear: return the prodigal duckling to its flock. Yet, what's an odyssey without a dash of danger? Enter the Wolves, a gang that mistook villainy for a fashion statement, with appetites as large as Bus's ego. Their first encounter was breakfast gone wrong for the Wolves. Cherry, with the agility of a caffeinated squirrel, orchestrated a dance of dodges while Bus flexed and roared, turning their foes into living examples of bark is worse than bite. But the Wolves were persistent, their planning session likely a mix of growls and angry paw stamps. They tracked our heroes to a nighttime cave, envisioning a midnight snack. Cherry, however, had transformed the cave entrance into a booby-trapped wonderland, a DIY enthusiast's dream. The Wolves' second attempt at dinner ended with them as the punchline of nature's practical joke. As dawn painted the world in hues of bravery, our trio stumbled upon a steppe, vast and inviting, only to be ambushed once more. The Wolves, fueled by determination and perhaps a questionable diet, launched their final assault. It was then that the duckling revealed its secret. Its family was under the protection of a farmer, a shepherd of ducks, and a part-time wolf whisperer. With a wave of his shepherd's staff, he dispatched the Wolves to the self-help section of the forest library. The reunion was nothing short of cinematic, with slow-motion flapping and quacking that would have won awards if animals ran Hollywood. Cherry and Bus, having delivered drama, humor, and a bit of slapstick, bid their feathery friend adieu, their hearts full, their spirits soaring. As they ventured into the sunset, their shadows long and their laughter echoing, the animal kingdom whispered tales of their exploits. For in a world that sometimes took itself too seriously, Cherry and Bus were a reminder that adventure, like life, was best served with a side of laughter and a heart full of courage.